What's going on in the Atlanta real estate markets? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show on Talk Radio 640 WGSD. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
We are joined now on the line by Mary Evans, who is with Jeffrey Campbell Evans Foundation. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Cleve.
My wife, Michelle, and I are helping Steve Bumgartner sell his house, and my wife went to talk to Steve about what needed to be done to get his home ready for sale. He told her his story about donating a kidney and making the difference in like 13 people's lives. My wife left that house, went to Ace Hardware to get a key cut for another property that we're managing, and ran into a gentleman named Bob Evans. Now, he has the same last name as our guest Mary because that's her husband. And I'm not sure exactly what happened, but they got started with a conversation about his experience with organ donors and some suffering that his family had. Needless to say, Alfie, my wife was in tears, and I couldn't wait to get Bob or Mary on the phone because they are really doing some good. So, Mary, will you first tell us your story with organ donors, and then will you tell us about your foundation, your nonprofit that's trying to do some good for a very specific need that I would have never even thought about in my entire life?
Sure, I'd be happy to do that. Our story actually begins 11 years ago with our son, Jeff. He was 23 years old at the time, and he was a four-star chef in a four-star restaurant. And he was actually doing some charity work in South Georgia on this particular Saturday, and when he came home, he just wasn't feeling good. So we thought he had just picked up a flu bug or something, but as the days went by, he was not getting better. So we took him to the emergency room, only to find out that his heart was the size of a small soccer ball, and the reason it was like that was because an unknown virus had attacked his heart and destroyed 80% of its ability to function.
Unbelievable.
So that was the beginning of our story, and to keep the story a little bit short, Jeff lived for 3 more years on a heart transplant list, and unfortunately, he never got the heart to save his life. So after 9 or 10 years of just kind of getting through that grieving process as best we could, we thought we need to do something to honor his life and to bring some meaning to losing our boy. And I call him our boy, but even though he was 26 years old at the time when he passed away. And so what we did, our passion lies in the transplant community because of our experience. And so what we do is we rent and fully furnish 2-bedroom and 2-bathroom apartments near Emory Hospital and Children's Hospital in Atlanta, and transplant patients and their caregiver get to live there at no cost to them while they recover from their transplant surgery. So we opened our first apartment on July 1st of this year. That was a very exciting day for us. We'd been working 2.5 years to get to this point, and we welcomed them into our apartment that very same day. And actually, on that day, if we had had 2 more apartments up and ready to go, we could have filled them with transplant patients on that same day. So that just shows you there's an urgent need for what we do in the city of Atlanta. And so, you know, the name of the game with the nonprofit is fundraising. So as we get more funds, we will open apartment number 2, hopefully on November 1st of this year, and then go forward trying to do maybe 4 a year and build up more and more apartments, because obviously there's a huge need in Atlanta for this.
You know, and it's something, and first of all, I just can't believe what you had to go through. I know that's something that I can't even imagine, and it's amazing that you made it through it and came out the other end. You're trying so hard to do some good, and I know I certainly don't know your son, but I will guarantee you he is looking down and he is proud of what's happening and the change that he's able to make in the world. I wouldn't have thought that there would be an issue with people needing housing specifically because of them being on the donor list. If you are listening and you'd like to get some more information and you'd possibly like to make a donation, you can visit jcevansfoundation.org. That's jcevansfoundation.org. org. What's the phone number they could call, Mary? Is the 678-644-7144
number? Yes, 678. Oh, I'm sorry, 678-644-7144, and I'd be happy to talk to anyone and give them any kind of information that they would need.
Again, it's the jcevansfoundation.org. So, in fact, Alfie, you don't even know this, but Alfie and I are planning to send you a donation for $500.
Oh, thank you so much. It will be spent very wisely. I'm telling you, we don't have any staff, so any money that we get in totally goes towards renting and furnishing the apartment.
So talk to me about the organ donor program and why people who are on an organ donor list oftentimes need help with a place to stay. I mean, how does it happen that way? What happens?
Well, what happens, once they're diagnosed, they're put on the list for needing a transplant. And then there's an organization that handles the matching up of the patient with the donor, and I'm not exactly sure. There's many things involved in that matchup besides just like the same blood type or anything. There's a lot of different parts of that. But the reason that they need housing is because if they are, like our son when he was diagnosed for needing a heart transplant, he had to be within 1 hour of the hospital at all times.
Okay.
In case he got the call that the heart was available. And so if someone's coming into Atlanta from out of the Atlanta area, they obviously need to be close by. And it becomes a huge financial burden for those people because they have to find a place to live.
Well, and
I can actually tell you a story about the people that are in the apartment right now that would be a good illustration of what goes on with that.
I'd love it. We've got about 2 minutes left in the segment, and I'd love to hear it if we can fit it in.
Okay. Okay, well, we have a double lung transplant patient living in our apartment right now, and his wife is his caregiver, and they are here from Savannah.
Okay.
When Will was in the hospital being taken care of by a team of physicians and all kinds of people on his team, social workers, psychiatrists, counselors, all of that, Melody was just there to support Will. And Melody actually lived in the hospital and slept on a chair in the waiting room for 37 nights before she got to move into our apartment. And it's our opinion that no one should have to live like that. And
that's
it was
true.
Simply because they did not have the financial means to rent an apartment or a hotel room or whatever, wherever else she could stay.
Well, and they'd probably... Not
an untypical story.
And probably spent...
We've heard of caregivers living in their cars.
Yeah.
Because they have no place to stay.
Well, and they've probably exhausted a lot of their funds, you know, fighting whatever caused them to need a transplant in the first place. So they probably just run flat out of money. If you're interested in making a donation or you want to learn more, please visit J.C. Evans Foundation. That's jcevansfoundation.org. Or you can call Mary at 678-644-7144. Any last comments, Mary? Thank you so much for taking the time to come on and be a guest. We really appreciate it. Alfie and I both feel honored.
Thank you for having us on. I appreciate it so much. I appreciate your donation, and I would love to talk to anyone about this whole subject if they just want to call me.
This is called Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show.